Good morning. You listen to FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kim Farr. This morning, my guest is Jim Lloyd, the president of Cornerstone Commercial Flooring. Jim, how you doing?
Hey, Kemp, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me. It's 90 degrees already, not even noon yet here in South Louisiana. It's 85% humidity. But if I can get through that, I can get through just about anything, I think.
I wanted to talk to you because it was announced that you had acquired Craft Croswell in Mississippi. First, a little bit of background. You started Cornerstone 23 years ago, but you've been in the flooring industry even longer than that. You're a member of Starnet, and you're actually on the board of Starnet. You started your career with Sherwin-Williams, but even before that, you were a combat engineer with the Louisiana Army National Guard, right?
Yeah, that's right. I kind of started off looking for some opportunities to go to college, and the Army provided that for me. I was a combat engineer, heavy equipment operator, so graders, dozers, backhoes, that type of thing. So if you needed me to dig a trench, I could probably still do that. Started my career in floor covering with Sherwin-Williams Company and had a real good career. You know, they're a great organization that does a good job of training. I spent 10 years with them. I actually moved to Baton Rouge to open up their dedicated floor covering facility there back in the early 90s. Wasn't long after that, I'd always had an entrepreneurial spirit and was looking forward to God would take me with that. And he just told me I needed to be ready. He didn't know what it was going to be, but knew one day that that's what I would do. And 10 years in, I decided I learned what I needed to learn, saved up a little money, and I took the plunge. I told Gail, I said, Gail, we might be bankrupt living in a trailer in 3 years, but I feel we need to do this. And she said, Jim Lloyd, I will live with you in a shoebox on the side of the road. Let's go do it. And that was the confidence that I needed to move forward from a really good career with Sherwin-Williams. So that was 25 years ago this year. It's been a blessed time. You know, in 25 years, you see a lot in this industry. We've been through multiple recessions and challenges, but we were able to grow our business organically over the years. We've actually got 5 locations. So we're in headquarters in Baton Rouge. We've got a big campus there, and we're in New Orleans and Lafayette, which are both, you know, south of here. Most recently, we've opened up in Florida. We've been in Tampa and Pensacola as well. You know, we kind of had to bloom where we were planted for a while, and now the seeds are starting to spread, I guess you could say. So when we took a look at the opportunity with Craft Croswell, which is a company that I've known for years, Bill and Bobby have done an outstanding job. In fact, we don't get a lot of play in Mississippi, and it's their fault. Now it's going to be my own fault if I don't get play there. So we're excited about the 52-year-old company that's obviously done a lot of things well. You don't survive that long. And Kip, you might know better than me. That's got to be one of the longest running companies in the country. I didn't do the research on that, but I'll bet they're in the top 10 for sure.
I know they were one of the founding Starnet members. I mean, the original 12 or 13, they were part of that. So they've been doing this for a long time.
No, they absolutely were. Bill was in leadership there as chairman of the board for a good while. As you mentioned, I'm on my second term at the board. That organization, best-in-class dealers from around the country, just exceptional, from the staff to the relationships and friends that I've made there. And then now, you know, later in my career, being able to give back and mentor some of the younger members that are there, it's a real special opportunity that I'm thankful for.
Tell us, how's business with Cornerstone?
Look, it's been strong. You know, we've tried to grow an oak tree instead of squash, you know, so we wanted a company that had deep roots and strong branches. We've, for the most part, been able to accomplish that. Did well through COVID, and then coming out, we had a really good backlog. Last year was our biggest year. Even just year over year, same store comparison, we had a 32% gain. Wow. That was really strong. So we're just thankful to kind of hold our own this year after that. But with this acquisition, obviously, it adds a lot of volume to us. And we've got a lot of work to do there to get them in alignment with Cornerstone, you know, best practices and systems and processes. I think that's one of the things we're going to be able to bring to them is just, introduce some new technology and kind of modernize those systems and processes to be in line with what we're doing. And of course, that economy of scale helps everything too. And we'll be they're the largest commercial flooring contractor in Mississippi. We're currently the largest one in Louisiana, the bordering states. So it gives us a pretty strong toehold in what's going on down here to be able to service our customers at a larger scale and get our logistics to where we can, you know, go there and beyond. Florida, of course, is just wide open. I said 3 years ago when we went to Florida, I said it's going to outpace our Louisiana and Gulf Coast operations in 3 years. And last month, it's 53% of our backlog now. So that prediction came true. I was very thankful for that. So we've been received well there. Panhandle's always been strong for us. So as an organization, we had to learn to travel well, just not that much commerce here. We're on the bottom of the list of a lot of things. So when I say we had to bloom over the planet, I really mean that. We had to work hard to become that dealer that we knew we were capable of being. And so we have learned to travel well, whether it's with our multifamily or assisted living work or on the education side. Those are three markets that we're very strong in. We've actually got two different divisions. So we're heavy commercial, you know, schools, hospitals, hotels. And then we've got a multifamily division. You know, we enjoy the new construction as well as the make readies. So, you know, the make ready probably comprises about 35% of our business currently. It's what I got started on early in my career, and I know that business well. What's nice about it is over time, you know, if commercial's down, multifamily will be up, and they just kind of trade back and forth. I wish I could get them both hitting on the same cylinders in a year. It'd be nice. As you know, multifamily's just really done well in so many parts nationally, but especially in the Southeast. So we've seen a little bit of a slowdown, Kemp, just in the last couple of months, some tightening in the work and awarded contracts, our closure rate and things like that. I think there's a lot of people out there that need to work on their backlog. It sure feels that way. It has tightened up. So business is good, concerned about that to the extent that we're really focusing on it and making sure that we get what we need.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me just tell my listeners real quick, that make ready on the multifamily side, that means when somebody moves out of an apartment, you can go in there within 48 hours and get that thing ready to rent again, right?
Yeah, typically we're doing next day installations. It does require a lot of stocking inventory, and you got to have crews that are at that price point and able to turn and burn quickly and do multiple jobs in a day. So it's different. It's definitely not residential in any way. So it really leans itself to more of a commercial environment. Every property on the planet they've got a budget, and they're going to buy floor panel from somebody every month, and we just think it needs to be us.
Yeah.
And so it is a good market. It's the margins are better than commercial. It's more consistent. You don't have all the documents and the contracts and the retainage and all of those things. So it's been a good supplemental add to our business, and we're looking to grow and expand that. Jackson is a good candidate. You know, a lot of these markets, New Orleans, Jackson, Baton Rouge, Lafayette, even Pensacola, they're mid-market. Tampa was the one that we said, look, we've got to get out of these mid-markets, and we know we can compete at a high level in these bigger ones. And there's more doorknobs in the Tampa area than there's the whole state of Louisiana. So when you look at the scope and scale and opportunity there, from Tampa, 60 miles away, you've got Orlando, and 60 miles north and south, you've got other big cities. So the population density there, the commerce, the income, all of that's really hitting. So we're excited about Florida. We're a Louisiana company that has shown that we can broadcast and compete and perform well in other areas too.
All right. Well, let me ask you real quick. I know Kraft Crosswell has two locations in Ridgeland, Mississippi, and Gulfport, Mississippi. So moving forward, you know, I know there's a little age difference between Bob and Bill. Bill, I think, is ready to just be an advisor. Is Bob going to stay on and run the day-to-day? How do you can structure that?
Well, he's not really going to be running the day-to-day. Look, Bob's that wise owl that we glean wisdom from every day. He knows the customers. He knows the market. He knows the competition. He knows the history. And that's valuable information. He's involved in a lot of projects that we wouldn't see otherwise. He's not going to see them on the bid market because he's developed those relationships. So we're going to continue to glean from him with that and continue to give him the support and the people he needs to continue to go forward. He does plan a few months after we kind of get settled in to back off a little bit, take a few days a week off so that he can spend some time enjoying his life. He's very athletic, enjoys golf, and spending time with his family. So we want to take time to enjoy that too. It's not all about this, but he's still very relevant, still very involved.
All right, Jim, well, congratulations on this acquisition. Thanks for talking to our listeners about it. Again, been talking to Jim Lloyd, the president of Cornerstone Commercial Flooring, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.